Hey there, podcast listener. This is Meg Malone, VPR's digital producer, and I am just letting you know that the podcast you're about to listen to has been edited for clarity and brevity, keeping it to the point. So let's get started.
This is Vermont Edition. I'm Peter Hirschfeld, in for Bob Kinzel. When you look back on a good, scary movie, you can usually recall what gave you the chills. Maybe it's the chainsaw-wielding maniac hunting down his hapless prey, or the killer clown or some other supernatural monster tormenting those doomed protagonists. Or maybe it's the groaning walls and dark shadows of a haunted house that stick out in your memory. But it's not very often that the landscape itself, the hills and valleys, the forests and fields, generate the scares. But our guest today says so-called folk horror does exactly that, and he's bringing two films made right here in Vermont to screenings across the state in the week leading up to Halloween. He says they're going to make you a believer in the power of folk horror. Stephen Bissett teaches at the Center for Cartoon Studies in White River Junction. He's also a cartoonist, writer, editor, and publisher who's written books and articles on horror films and TV shows and about films made in Vermont. Steve, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Oh, I'm here.
Hey, how you doing, Steve?
I didn't hear anything for a minute. Hi, this is Steve Bissett. How are you?
Hey there. Hey. We were just telling folks that you're bringing a couple of what are known as folk horror movies to Vermont to be screened here. It's a subgenre that maybe not a lot of people have heard of before. What defines a genre and where did it come from?
Genres are a language of communication within the narrative arts, literature, music, film, and so on, comics, the industry I worked in for so long. And folk horror probably hasn't been heard of by many people because it didn't really exist as a genre until about 15 years ago in terms of people talking about it as a separate genre. It grew out of a group of British horror films that were made in the late 60s and early 70s and a number of TV productions that were never broadcast here in America, but they were broadcast in England. And it grew out of writers like M.R. James, one of the great ghost story authors in the English language. And they're primarily stories about ancient beliefs, ancient customs, ancient powers that are sort of latent in the landscape itself. And I'm one of the folks arguing that shortly after this genre, as we now understand it, began bubbling up out of the woodwork in England, we began to see a group of films, short films and feature films made here in New England that were hitting a lot of the same touchstones. And two of those films are the films that are being roadshowed right now, not by myself, but by the Vermont Folklife Center, Andy Kolovos, and by the folks at the Vermont Archive Movie Project, Orly Yaden, Nora Jacobson, and so on.
I want to dig into those, Steve.
Host and moderator.
Well, that's as important a role as any. I want to dig into those Vermont-made films that are being screened. Tell us about the 1972 short film Transformations.
It's a short film about 8 minutes long. The filmmaker was Barbara Hirschfeld. It was shot around 1972. It's got a wonderful musical score by Julie Haynes, and it was the creation of a radicalized feminist collective that probably grew out of the Vermont communes. There were many of them around the state by the late 60s, early 70s. And it basically depicts the preparations by a group of women who wake up in the morning, go out into the woods, and gather as sort of a coven of witches. And it's not black magic, it's white magic. It's a celebratory ceremonial gathering that they're having. It's a really beautiful little film.
And I gather the main attraction is a film called The Animal. Who is Walter Unger, the filmmaker, and what can people expect from this film made all the way back in 1976?
Walter Unger was a New York City-based artist and filmmaker who moved up to Vermont in the late 60s, almost to the year, the same time that the Bread and Puppet theater troupe moved up to Glover, Vermont. Walter moved up to the East Callis, Montpelier area, and started teaching at Goddard College. And Walter was doing a series of short underground films. Underground films were independent experimental films that would be shown at colleges, universities, urban film houses that specialized in art films and foreign films and underground films. And as soon as he got to Vermont, the landscape started, bubbling into Walter's work. He did two short films, one called Solstice and one called The Terrible Mother in 71-72. And then The Animal was his first feature film, shot on 16mm, East Callis, Montpelier, Goddard area locations. And it's essentially a Vermont Gothic, although Walter's not at all interested in horror films or ghost stories, really. He sort of stripped away everything about Gothic that most people associate with Gothic and presents this little narrative about a couple who's renting a house in the backwoods and what happens to them. Essentially, it's a two-person chamber piece.
So how does, Steve, a filmmaker turn the landscape itself into the thing that is haunting the viewers?
Well, it's sort of the other way around, Peter. The landscape impacts the filmmaker, and The Animal is a very slow, meditative film. I think if I had to compare it to a couple of movies that the listeners might be familiar with, some of them would be a ghost film like The Others, starring Nicole Kidman, or a film that came out about 2 years ago called A Ghost Story by a filmmaker named David Lowery. They sort of like steep the audience like tea bags into the experience of the movie, and you just sort of bleed your way into it. And
fascinating.
It's about what it sounds like to be in, in Vermont in the winter,
yep.
What it feels like, and a very leisurely pace. But it is a very eerie, effective film.
We're going to have to leave it there, Steve. And I think you've primed the pump for people to go check out the Vermont Folk Horror Roadshow, which will be screening these two Vermont movies at the Latches Theater in Brattleboro, Highland Center for the Arts in Greensboro, Savoy Theater in Montpelier, and the Pentagonal Arts in Woodstock. Our guest, Steve Bissett, will lead discussions after the screenings. Steve, thanks so much for telling us about Folk Horror and the Horror Roadshow.
Thanks so much for having me. I hope some of your listeners will join us there.
That's all for today. On Monday, Vermont Edition will have a special program featuring NPR's Audie Cornish, sharing some of the best moments from the StoryCorps recording project. We'll hear candid, unscripted conversations about what's really important in life, love, loss, family, and friendship. That's an hour of StoryCorps hosted by NPR's Audie Cornish, Monday at noon on VPR.